Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We're back here live with your host, Elohim. We have a special day for you today, but on Saturday, we're going to be presenting Legacy of a Nation. We're talking about the Black Nation, Legacy of a Nation. And we're going to be dealing mostly with history, okay? doing a search and right here because I walk the path of being honest and good. I will keep my mind focused on it with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of your light and I will get my help. Okay? Remember, love is the act and make others feel good. Okay? So that's our soap. We want to keep doing things and make other people feel good. If we're doing that, thank you to God pretty good for us. You have to excuse me. It is a little late for me, but this is I go to sleep at 9 o'clock. It's the last thing I do before I go to sleep. And God, I love it. I'm on the radio. Talking to you, you know, which is the best thing that I can do on Saturday night, you know. No clubs and all that stuff. Hey, this is for sport. You know, get me some kind of information out. To help us understand what's going on. Now, we're talking about the Lemurian. In order to talk about the Lemurian, we need to first talk about how we came into this dimension and the misinformation that's going on on the internet about everything. These guys on the internet used to be kind of reliable. They say Google it, but the misinformation is getting so bad out there. You know, you might have to do some other things other than Google to find information, you know, because I've looked up information or certain things, and then when I try to come back again to get it, it's just not there. They're taking the sites down, they're taking the information down, and on the internet, they're putting out a lot of misinformation, okay? Like I said, in order to talk about the Lemurians, we literally have to talk about how we got here, how we came into this dimension, the whole nine yards. Now, the Lemurians, for my research, was tracking back to Mars. Okay, they're coming through Mars into what they call the continent of Lemuria. Right? You know, up in 2013, the European scholars disavowed this information because they couldn't see it. But we have our scholars going back thousands of years telling us information about what's going on. And until they can see it, they disavow everything that we talked about. Just like when the Dogons talking about Cyrus A and B up there near the constellation, constellation Elohim, that's what we call it. Constellation Elohim, they call it Orion's Belt. The Egyptians call it the Constellation Osiris. They disavowed the Cyrus Day. I mean, well, how could these people know that it was there? And who are these people that talk about this stuff? Because we have no evidence of anything like that there. Because technology, technologically wise, they didn't have enough technology to even check out some of the stuff that we were saying thousands of years ago. Okay? This journey coming from the stars is not something new for black folk. I'm just saying, it's not something new for us. Saturday Legacy Foundation, we're going to be focusing on black history and things related to us, right? We keep calling ourselves Africans or this, that, and the other as if that's where our origin is. Your origin is not there, okay? There is some information that you can get on the internet about the Americans, but the Europeans are anything deity, anything representing God, anything representing anything power, they want to lay claim to it. And a lot of it is just misinformation by them because they just weren't there, you know. It had nothing to do with them per se as Europeans, okay. Now, their journey, whites from their journey, did come from up near the constellation Elohim, but their journey was a little different. We'll get into their journey one day, but not today. Well, now we'll talk about a little bit of it. Because when we talk about the five tribes, we're talking about the history of where we all came from, right? There's five planets up there, five systems. Because they're not planets, because each one of those sparkling letters up there, constellation Elohim, is a system. It's a solar system. There's sun. And according to the Egyptian, right, Isis, where she comes from, was not part of the constellation Elohim, but one of the sun solar systems next to the constellation. That's according to the chef that she lives on her burial site, pointing to where she was actually from. And Osiris, his chef pointed to the first planet in the constellation of Elohim, commonly known as Orion. All right, they changed the name of everything to keep us from getting our history, all right? So now, this according to the Egyptian, all right? So I'm just letting you know that I'm not just drawing this stuff out of my hat, information that just falling out of the sky, but I have done some research on some of this information, you know? Especially when Google was giving out good information. Right now, there's misinformation on the internet, and it's hard to get the right information. Just like when I try to Google who owned the United States, it came a Brit Queen owned the United States and the Americas, as they call it. but when I went back to double check the information, they had a video. One of the Europeans had a video about how George Washington didn't come up with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all that stuff. He took that down. Anything that's giving credit to black people in this country, they're bypassing it, taking it down. They do not want you to know who you are or where you really come from. And this is where we come from. That journey from there to here is who we are. That's why the first talk of Legacy of a Nation on Saturday will be about the Lemurians. Okay? Now, Matt normally is the host of Legacy of a Nation on Saturday at 6 o'clock. But due to what he went through, he's not actually hosting the show no more. And we don't want to lose Legacy of a Nation because that has to deal with Black history. And so we're going to have a Black history program every Saturday. We're going to go through quite a few of the programs that Mac has started. And the Lemurians is one of them. There's like 20 of them. The Lemurians is one of them. now, at one time, they had a video spaceship that had crashed on Mars. And the pilot of the spaceship was a black woman that looked just like us, right? These were the Lemurians. These are the Lemurians. This is where, well, my journey takes me back to Mars. That's the only evidence that I can actually find of the Lemurians. Now, they got all kinds of misinformation out there. They call them Lemurians Asians or Asian descent. I mean, they got so much misinformation out there. It's unbelievable. It's a one that we know which way is up and which way is down, you know? So you're going to have to do your own research. What I suggest you do is pull up some of the, we have a few historians that talk about that. That would be... I don't remember. Well, that would be Horace Butler. He talked about it in his book When the Rocks Cry Out, you know. So he's one of the few historians. I haven't read too many historians that talk about it. I think Antoine Quasi mentioned a couple of times. Yusuf Anakinen, they just talked on it very lightly. They didn't really get into it because the information is not really out there. You have to kind of like know a little bit more about coding of the books, how to read some of the codes in the book, like the Bible. You have to learn how to read that code so that will give you some information, some idea of where to look and how to find things, okay? also, there is a brother out there who has 7 or 8 CDs or DVDs at this particular point, whereas he talked about our journey, and you can tell the European got in there because everywhere they mentioned something special, they put a white person up there. But later on, he explained that people weren't white. He told them who they were, you know. These are some of our journey as black folk, you know. First of all, I'd like to stop and thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in because we're going to be here every day. And if you have questions on anything that you might want to say about our history, or you want to add something to our history so that the other listeners that you think they might not know, or that they might know but just want to reinforce it, feel free to just hit one on your dial. And you can jump in at any time, because this is an interactive show. Every day, the show is interactive, so you can ask questions. We're going to be talking about health, politics, money, every dollar thing as the week goes on, all right? So that assertion that I do when I start out, that's one of my rituals I do every day. I do it 10 times with you, those that have the books. You'll see why rituals are so important and how rituals help us get in the vibration and get our vibratory frequency set up to carry us through the entire day, okay? But anyway, I don't want to recap too much, but we're talking about Lemuria, all right? Now, these, black folks, we space travel, okay? Well, actually, all five travel space travel. This is actually a misnomer, but I want to specifically, since it's Saturday and we're representing the legacy of a nation, I specifically want to talk about black folks, so-called black folks. I have to say it like that, you know, because we did a show the other day talking about what does it mean when they call, when we call each other black. Well, it's a political connotation for those who have been unjustly treated by the thieves. I don't call them conquerors, by the thieves who came in and took over our land, right? Because this is our land. They came in, took over the land, and they imposed a pretty harsh rule once they actually stole everything, okay? So when we say black, when they say black, they're referring to the people that they have subjugated. And that's what we're referring to, the people that have been subjugated. People have been abused and misused under their rulership, okay? So that's what we mean when we say black, because we know that black is not synonymous to a continent, because when we talk about nationality, right, we're talking about wherever you're born, all right, the people that have taken over that particular area have given that area a name. And since they're in control, whoever is born there, they become under that particular name. That becomes their nationality. And their status is a citizen of that particular country or area that they have taken over, okay? And you can have dual citizenship, like the Moors. You can be a Moorish American, African American, Italian American, Greek American, Haitian American. You follow what I'm saying? And for the most part, you are an American because you were born under their rulership, and they have control over the area. So there's been a lot of talk about nationality. I just want to make it very simple. So wherever a person is born at, wherever country they're born in, that's their nationality. That's their nation state. National nation state, that's where they were born at. And their status is whatever the country's rules about people that's born there, that's their status. Usually they're citizens of that particular area, so that's their actual status, okay? There's a little more to it than that, but you have to do your own research, you know? You have to get out here and do some study, and that's what the Elohim Five Tribes of Society of Elohim, of the Constellation Elohim, Society of Love, and that's what we suggest. We want people to study. There's so much that we don't know because they have been dumbing us down since preschool, all right? And since they have been dumbing us down, I'm talking about black folks, people have been misused and abused here. They have been dumbing us down since preschool because they know that the certain books were given to us. And we're beginning to crack the codes. That's why I'm telling people don't put that Bible down, because that's a very powerful code book. And every Sunday, I'll be breaking some of those codes down so that you can move towards power. We have influence here, but we don't have power. So we have to begin to gain power here in the United States if we're going to accomplish the paradise that President Hansen and them, when they set this system in motion, intended for us, okay? I don't know if you can find it, but if you look up what rules that President Hansen and them used to govern, okay, used to govern the Continental Congress, you'll find that they had a Constitution and they had the Bill of Rights. All that was done pre-George Washington takeover of the country, okay? So it's kind of hard to find information because they're stripping the air of information. At one time, you click on the information, it was like good as gold. They were dropping everything. But the rulers, the so-called ones who think that they're supposed to be your rulers, they're supposed to be your masters, all right? They have begun to take control of the internet. And you can type in certain questions, and the questions don't get answered no more. You know, things like that there. You type in one question, they answer another question that you never even asked. This is what's going on in the internet right now. So you're going to have to go back to old school. You have to go back to the books. Start buying books from scholars and stuff like that there, you know, so that you can learn more. You have to go to the books because they haven't changed the books so much. Like one guy, European, this guy was dropping so much information at one time, you know, and I went to, they killed me. They kill everybody to be dropping the truth. I went to get his DVDs just to support his family, you know, because they knocked them off. They changed the DVDs around, took all the powerful information out. He was complaining before they killed him that they, that's what they did. They actually stole his stuff, you know. He had some people working with him, but they was actually with the government. And they literally stole his stuff, you know what I mean? I'll mention his name a little in a few minutes, but this is what they've been doing. They're dumbing us down. They don't want you to have information. They don't want you to know. Because that's what everything is all about. This is why we're talking about the Lemurians today. The Lemurians started a global system, okay, called the Americas. Right? That's a global system. The only person I heard talk about it was Hart Butler on Lock Cry Out. He talked about it. So if you can get his book on Lock Cry Out, you might learn a little bit about it. But it's hard to find that information out these days. They had, like when you think that they set up Olympics, we had global Olympics already. They don't say that archaeologists are beginning to find evidence of these arenas that we used to have these global events at. And they're not making it known to the public, okay? Just like they're finding the fact that they're finding mustafas or tombs of pharaohs here in the United States, down in the Grand Canyon. The Grand Canyon, there's more to the Grand Canyon than what they're telling you. See what I'm saying? You have to do some research to find out exactly what's going on. But the the Mayans, the Egyptians, all that was part of this global thing that was set up by the Lemurians. Okay. Now they come in from Mars. They look like you and I. I'm telling you now. They're trying to say that they're kind of Asian descent and they're human. Well, they look like you and I, period. I'm just telling you what's up. I know that the Allah Muhammad one time gave up an example of where Black folks got their curly hair from, hair that curls to the form of a number 9, which is power. We don't get into all that, though. But And why we had the big nose and the big lips and all that. Well, all black people aren't like that. We got jet black people with straight hair, you know. And Mars, see, the oxygen is thin on Mars. See what I'm saying? And it's kind of rough up there on Mars. So we came in, we were shapeshifters. When we come from the from our origin, coming into the planet, you know, we call the Earth the seventh planet. Coming from outside in, it's number seven, okay? They're going from inside out, which makes us number third. So when they say third worlders, that's their little code, talking about black folks, you know, who literally were the first ones to control this planet. But all five tribes did come here, okay, from the source. It comes from Jupiter, Pluto. We're coming from Mars. We're coming from Venus, okay? They don't understand how we did it, because a lot of the things that we're going to be talking about, a lot of things that I'm going to be talking about, okay, they don't have the technology to even check it out. They're not technologically, okay, smart enough to even verify whether what we're saying is true or not true. It's like when we used to talk about the continent of Lemuria. This is we talk about the continent of America. They couldn't verify it, so they believed it. They called it a myth and a hoax and all that stuff. Now, come 2013, right? Their divers actually found the continent of America. Now they're trying to say it was white and it was this and it was the other, but no, it wasn't. It looked just like you would be. I'm telling you. Just like the sister who had the rocket ship that crashed on Mars. See what I'm saying? You can't find it. I'm looking for that internet hookup again, but you can't find it. They done took it down. You can't find nothing out there. You know, that's going to relate to black folks' journey from their from the constellation Elohim to here. All right. They're trying to keep all that information from you, trying to make you think that your origin was here on this planet. But your origin is not here on this planet, and there's evidence out there to prove that. But you're going to have to do your own due diligence. You're going to have to do your research. You're going to have to check. Check up on the Marians. It's hard to find any information on the Marians. I've been digging. There was a lot of information at first, okay? But now the information is getting very scarce, and they're trying to relate everything to being European. White folks is the deity. White folks is the God. It's like the, in the Bible when they talk about Jesus and his disciples. We know they weren't no white folks. Every movie you see, that's who they were. We know Cleopatra was jet black, you know? They were so happy one time that they found this statue. Oh, they found this statue of Cleopatra, and they can't wait to unveil it. When that statue came up and she was jet black, they ain't said no more about that statue of Cleopatra. You know what I'm saying? They just shut it up. But now, if you watch any of the movies about Egypt, everybody's white. You know what I mean? Osiris is white. The pharaohs is white. Cleopatra was white. Everybody's white. You follow what I'm saying? And this is the image that they want to present to you to keep you from recognizing that that's your history, not their history. They have a different history. Now, they have a pretty profound history, but it didn't come through this planet. It comes through another planet, okay? They're going to find out that their history has a lot to do with Pluto. Like I'm saying, they don't have the technology right now to verify or not verify what I'm saying. You know, they're listening. Trust me, they're listening, because I'm getting a lot of pushback on equipment and stuff like that there as this society begins to take shape, all right? this is a very powerful society. They know how powerful society is going to be once a society is set up. I'm talking about the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. So they're doing things to slow it down. They're not going to stop it, because right now they're so powerful, they don't worry about this little society here, they don't worry about it. But they do want to slow it down, okay? okay? I'll just give you a couple of examples. So some people on the line, they know what it is to be targeted, okay? And I know what it is to be targeted. I know what they be going through. They be targeted because I have helped a lot of targeted people, you know? In fact, one person come through here, they have to stay. We got them a room. And got them set up until they got a little grounded, and then they was able to get something and do what they had to do. But they were targeted, and they didn't understand what was going on, you know. So we had to break it down to them, explain to them exactly what was going on about the targeting thing, you know. Now, I got 5 printers here where I store my stuff. I got 5 printers. And all 5 printers have Wi-Fi connection, so I could print from my phone anywhere I'm at. You know, all 5 printers went down at the same time. Now this is how the targeting works. All 5 printers went down at the same time, right? Now, I ordered $400 a brand new printer. Got it here. It's working pretty good for about 2 weeks. Shut down. Okay, and I called them. They told me where to take it. I took it there. And all of a sudden, they couldn't verify the information about what the computer, when I bought it, all that. And when they finally, they had it for about a whole month. And when they finally verified, right, that the printer was under warranty, they told me it's going to take 2 to 4 weeks to fix it because the only way they can fix it, they had to wait for the parts from the company. Why would it take a company 2 to 4 weeks to send these people parts to fix the doggone machine? You see what I'm saying? It's all part of what they're doing. You see what I'm saying? Now, I cut the Wi-Fi off on one printer. That printer works now because they don't have access to internet. They don't have access to that printer no more. So now that printer's working. You say, well, man, that doesn't even make sense. Why they be bugging you for the printer? Hey, it's just amazing. I send texts out. My texts don't get to people. People calling me, and the phone's not ringing. And then they said, man, I called it 2 or 3 times and don't even get listed in the phone that they called. You know what I'm saying? Part of what we call pushback. When you're trying to do something that's going to help people, regular people, they're going to push back. Just like you can watch it in Congress, what they're doing right now in Congress. The stimulus, the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill that's supposed to go out to help the people, help the states. Relieve some of the suffering of the poor and what's going on. Every Republican blocked the bill. No Republican voted for it. See what I'm saying? It had to be a Democratic push, just like when Trump was in there. Okay, but we had to fight like I don't know what just to get $300 or $400 from these people. That's what I'm saying? Because Republicans is in control. They don't want the people to have nothing. They don't think you should have anything because they believe it's their birthright to rule over you. And it's not. Once you realize who you are, then you realize nobody has the right to rule over you, period. Okay? And this king and queen nonsense, that's a system of government, of family, of tribal rule. And only the heads of that tribe can rule a tribe. And during the First World War, they killed whole families off. This is right up there in Germany and France. You know, and they killed the whole family off because they were tired of them misgoverning the people. You know, one family ruled for 300 years. 300 years one family ruled. It killed all of the children, mama, papa, everybody, you know. Because as the people wake up, they begin to realize nobody has the right to rule over you. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important. Why is that so important, this kind of information? Because it gives you an idea of who you really are. You're not indigenous to this planet. This is why I started talking. That's why the topic today was Lemurians. You can check. Lemurians came from someplace else. They didn't come from here. Okay. And the research takes us as far as Mars. But I know better. How do I know better? Because I've broken the Bible codes. The Bible is telling you what's going on if you understand the codes. That's how I know what's going on. That's how I can relate to the Dogon and what they're saying. And some of the other tribes out there. This guy, Barry, his last name is Barry. He got the DVDs, Knowledge of the Forever Time. I think every black person in America, every black person on the planet need to watch those DVDs, even if you don't understand them. You need to watch them because they drop keys inside of you that will unlock information later on as you begin to study, you know? I watched all of them and I recorded all of them but one because I know pretty soon they're going to take them all down. I tried to buy them. They say that they're up for sale, but when you go to buy them, you can't get them. They're not selling them, you know what I'm saying? You can watch them if you pay for one of the channels that's showing them, you know? You can't literally buy the DVD presentation. So I recorded all of them myself, all of them are one. I'm going to get that one later on. But it's just amazing how they don't want you to have this information. I remember this guy, Knowledge of the Forever Time. So if you get a chance, you know, go and look that up and watch it. You might get it on YouTube. If you can't get it on YouTube, they'll instruct you where to go to get it. Or you can just type in Knowledge of the Forever Time. Get that. And by all means, buy Horace Butler's book on Rock's Crowd. Those are two things. That book and Knowledge of the Forever Time, it takes you into how powerful you are, who you are. I mean, some of the things that this guy, I marvel at what this guy did. Some of the things I disagree with that he's saying, but the amount of time that it took for him to gather that information, it's just absolutely amazing, you know? Those that are in the society, as you begin to get the packages, your books and stuff, you know, there's information in there that's going to blow your mind. But you have to go back to the Bible and learn the codes, okay? Because we study the Bible as an occult book. They're not teaching religion. They call it religion, but it's not. They're teaching occults. And if you study the Bible from the occult perspective, the book don't make sense. So many children are throwing the book in the trash. I don't read that book no more. I didn't put it down because they don't know how to read it. They don't know how to gather the information out of it because they need the codes. That's what I do on Sunday. I teach the Bible codes. Now, you got a lot of people caught up in religion. I got some, my family, Jehovah's Witness, is Muslim or Christian. They're all walks of life in my family. And you mention certain things to them, they don't want to talk to you no more. You know what I mean? Like, I got two nieces, you know? I told my Elohim, you ain't Elohim, don't call me no more. They said, you're not Elohim. They don't even know what the word Elohim means. Everybody in America is the Elohim because of the incorporeal energy that's inside, that God that's inside, that's the Elohim. But they don't know what Elohim means, you know? They got Elohim as an occult. And when they teach Elohim as an occult, then he's this great deity floating around out there that's either grant your wishes or throw you in hell. You know what I mean? That's cult talk. That leads you into racism. You know what I mean? Racism is not just when you're dealing with black to white. There's a lot of race. This whole system is kind of the way they're handling it is based on racism. Not just between black and white, but it goes a little deeper than that. The racism goes a little deeper than that. You have racism in between families. You have racism like if you go to Africa, see what I'm saying? They set up a racist system, whereas some people have, some people don't. When racism is present, there's always people living in penthouses and people sleeping on the street. That's racism. You know, you got white-on-white racism, black-on-black racism. You know what they call white-on-white? They call poor white trash. You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to have it. If you're poor white trash, they only want you in their circle. That's racism. You know what I'm saying? So there's more ways to deal with racism than just what's going on. Now, between the Democrats and Republicans, they're both racist institutions. Now, Biden is trying to break the racism down, by the people he's appointing, people he's bringing in. He's trying to diversify, see what I'm saying, that racist situation. But when you look at the Republican Party, they ain't trying to diversify nothing. You know what I mean? It's racism 100%. So this is what we'll be talking about. So this is why I go into where I'm going into, because I really want you to know who you are. The Bible tells you who you are. I can't state that enough. I know I've said it 100 times. I know people getting tired of hearing it. But, but once again, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. I'll be here every day as best I can. Sometimes, well, Friday I couldn't get on. But I'll be here every day. All right? That's my goal, stay on the radio every day and to begin talking about what's going on. Now, you need to study and help me out here. Nobody knows everything. I'm Elohim, but I'm not the Elohim that the cult is talking about. You follow what I'm saying? The Bible says we're all gods. Well, there's 6.5 billion gods on the planet. That's what I'm saying. And if we respect and treat each other like God and understand that we are all God, it will make a difference. It will cut back on the racism. That's why our society is called Elohim Five Tribes, because we all have to work together to get out of this mess. Every time something happens, all five tribes pitch in. It never fails. See what I'm saying? Because underneath, we can feel what's going on. Black Lives Matter, when they're out there protesting, all five tribes are represented. Five tribes was out there, you know what I mean, and Black Lives Matter, okay? So if we're going to get out of this mess, we're going to have to come together, and we're going to have to work with each other to help each other to get out of this mess. That's why it's so important. That's why I picked the first topic, Lemurian, to talk about, because those are people that come off planet, and they have the technology right now to verify that Lemurians came from off planet, came from Mars. They have the technology to verify that. Now, they can't verify your incorporeal self and all that kind of stuff. They don't have the technology. The stuff I'll be talking about, they don't have the technology to verify it, although they're using the information. Okay. It's kind of interesting to listen to them talk about stuff that they have no clue what it is. You know? Well, it's a possibility and it could be, and you know, they use terms like that because they really don't know. You know? And to sit there and listen to some of the archaeologists and I've got 3 PhDs and so on, so on. And they're talking about Egyptology and don't have a clue. I'm an Egyptologist and I done read every book on the planet, and they're talking about Egypt and they don't have a clue to what's going on. You know, this is why I like this guy, T. Berry, I think that's his name, Knowledge of Forever Time. This brother, I figured this thing out. You know, I mean, he's pretty good. There's still some things I disagree with what he's saying as well, but he's pretty good. He spent a lot of time researching this stuff. So if you do get it, I'm going to mention it 2 or 3 times. I want to mention it again. Like I'm doing a commercial for a brother, but Knowledge of the Forever Time and the Rocks Cry Out by Horace Butler. Horace Butler didn't make Knowledge of the Forever Time. That was T. Berry, I think that's his name. Find those things. I'm pushing you to study. Because I want you to know who you are. I want you to know how to get this power. Now, those of you who are on the line that have got the packages, you've gotten your meditation CD, your meditation stuff and all that, those tones in the meditation CD will activate your pineal and pituitary gland so that they can get that energy in from your kundalini, all right? So those three working together, you'd be amazed. You get a little psychic. Things start happening. You begin to know stuff before it goes down. You know, you will amaze yourself, you know. And those tones on there will help activate those chakras. That's what they call them, chakras. Will activate those chakras so that you'll be able to know and see more. Because we're literally, okay, connected to the cosmos. We're connected to everything in the universe based on the way we were made. That's why it's important to understand the Bible codes, because according to the Bible, we weren't created, we were made. See what I'm saying? They threw that word created in there, but that's not, it tells you we were made, okay? There's a lot of information in there that you could do once you get the codes there. See what I'm saying? So if you get a chance, look up the Lemurians, find out what you can about them, because they're part of your history. All right? This place that we're in right now, okay, that they're calling the United States of America, was already called the America before any European came in this direction. Okay? It was already called the America, right? Stemming all the way back through Lemuria, through the Moors. All that is information that started out through the Lemurians coming from Mars. That's as far as technology as they can go. But we come from other, we're not indigenous to Mars either. In fact, we're not even indigenous to the solar system, okay? We're not even indigenous to this particular dimension. This is what they don't have the technology to find out. They're working on it, but they don't have the technology to find it out right now, okay? As they grow a little more, they'll come into more technology, but they're not going to tell you. They don't want you to know what they done figured out, because once you know what they done figured out, then you begin to understand why 90% of all the inventions that push this country forward came out of the black community, okay? Came out of the black community, okay? Just like they give Einstein credit for this math and stuff, but they were teaching the same, they were teaching the stuff that Einstein was teaching before he was even born. People from India was teaching the British this stuff before it even was an Einstein, okay? They don't take you into Inhotep, you know what I mean? Who was actually what we consider the father of medicine. They give you somebody else as the father, some white guy as the father of medicine. When, you know what I mean? These guys are Johnny come lately. You follow what I'm saying? So they don't want you to know who you are. They're blocking the information, keeping you from knowing who you are, keeping you from what's going on. Let's take the atomic bomb. They give Einstein credit, but it was a brother who cracked the code for the atomic bomb. And they gave him one of the highest awards in the country and all that, but they're not teaching you that in school. They don't want you to know that. They gave Einstein credit because they put him in charge of the research team, but he didn't crack the code. Just like Thomas Edison, a lot of stuff that he was doing, he took credit because he was in charge of stuff, but a lot of stuff he didn't do. You know, you have black people, Lewis Latimer, I think it was his name. You have so much going on that you have done that they're not letting you know because they don't want you to wake up, okay? Elohim Five Tribes, my job is to wake you the hell up so that you can know who you are and pass that information on to the children. That's why the information coming from society is called an heirloom edition, because it's set up so that you can pass it down to your children. Each book is personally set up for you. That's why we can't go to the printer and just get a whole bunch of books printed out. No, it don't work that way, because each book is personalized for you and your family and your descendants, okay? So it'll take you a few minutes to get the book. Don't be too mad at it. You know, if, like I said, I'm getting pushback. Things are breaking down, things are falling apart, you know. But we have to work past that. Just to give you another example of the pushback, I ordered a printer from Walmart. Then they said they had to cancel the order because they ran out of printer. And the printer was there when I ordered it. It was in stock. And all of a sudden, it ran out. You know, then they had printers in the store. Same printer was in the store. You know what I'm saying? That's just some of the pushback you get. I'm having trouble with the phone, so I ordered I'm using these phones. You have the iPhone and the other phone. Okay, I'm using the other phone, so I ordered an iPhone. But Walmart had one on sale for $175 that other people were charging $400 for. I ordered a phone, and then after they took my order, then I get an email from Walmart saying, we canceled the order upon your request. I didn't request them to cancel my order. I never cancel my order. Even if I order the wrong stuff, I just eat it. I just take it, you know. I never send stuff back. That's why I do my due diligence before I order, right? I never canceled the phone. So they didn't send me the phone. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing is deep, man. Because one time I used to have a phone. Remember you had a phone where you could take the battery out? Because they have a thing where they can hit a button and keep your phone from charging. So you have to get a new phone, right? The first phones I had, I take the battery out and I have a charger. I got two chargers that I bought where you can charge the battery outside of the phone. So when they hit that little button and the phone don't charge, it didn't bother me. I just charge the battery up, put it back in the phone, all right? Now you can't take the battery out of the phone. So I hit that little button. That's why I got a new phone now, because my phone wouldn't charge. I knew what they were doing. So there's nothing you can do about it now. If your phone stops charging and you take it to the repair and they can't fix it, you have to get another phone. So if you got that phone for more than 2 years, they're going to hit that button and you're going to have to get yourself a new phone. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing the way things are going on right now. But, we're going to overcome all of this stuff, and society is stabilizing. That's what I'm proud of. The society that we've started is beginning to stabilize, all right? And the beauty about the society is that it's not a Ponzi scheme. We don't need you to bring people in to make money. We've set up a system, Tom, the society will begin to give you dividends just for being in the society, but you have to study. Because if you're studying, you can be able to help make rules, you know, that can govern the society, because it's your society to govern. We vote on the rules, not on people, all right? And it's going to be pretty good. I'm kind of loving the way things are going. But anyway, I got people off track here. That's what we're talking about, the Lemurians. And this is why I picked the Lemurian topic for the first Legacy of a Nation topic, because it locks you into the fact that we're not indigenous to this planet. We didn't come from Africa. Africa is not our origin. Sure, we came from Africa and Belize. You know what I'm saying? They don't have a pick. They ain't got to Belize yet, but they will. It's one of the few places that we dropped in first. I think we came to Belize. Belize was underwater when we first came to Belize, but that's a whole nother story. They haven't gotten there yet. Their scientists or technology haven't gotten to that point where they can deal with Belize yet. But they in fact, they did an episode, Star Wars SG-1, on Belize. They sure did. Aliens from Belize. They sure did. They did Stargate SG-1. They did something in Belize. So the information, they have the information. They just don't have the technology to verify the proof. Or maybe they do. They're just not telling us. Because if I know about it, 9 times out of 10, they know about it too. Because they're everywhere. You follow what I'm saying? You know. Just a quote, if we all died and they said God is all seeing, who's trying to be all seeing? We call them Big Brother. But that's God, want to see everything, want to know everything. You got cameras and videos almost everywhere. You can't walk across the street without God knowing what you're doing. You know what I mean? You're driving a car, he can follow you through the satellite with his car. God got eyes in the skies now. See every doggone thing. I'm not coming I'm not coming from an occult point of view. You know what I'm saying? I deal with what I know. And based on what I know, and based on what I'm figuring out coming from the books, our journey has been absolutely amazing. And it's not over yet. This journey is just starting, because we're going back up there. We're going back off this planet. And we're going back out there, and we're going to see things technology-wise. We will be able to understand dark matter, or we can see dark matter they have the technology to see dark matter, but they can't do anything with it. And in the Star Wars, and they call it subspace. They're using subspace, they're traveling through subspace. They're talking about dark matter. That's what they talk about, but you know, we don't really understand what they're saying. But well, they think we don't. But there's so much information out there, man. You got to study. You really have to break this thing down. You really have to study. I've only got about 4 minutes. And once again, I'd like to take the time to thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you calling in. Now, we're going to be here every day talking about different things now. So I'm going to do my own little commercial about what's going on here. On Sunday, we're talking about Bible and love. Monday, we're talking about society news. So if you want to know more about society, tune in on Monday, all right? And on Tuesday, we're talking about the tyrannical scripture secret doctrine. This is the instrument that the society, this is the trust instrument that the society is bouncing off of, okay? So we'll be talking about that secret doctrine on Tuesday. So make sure you tune in on Tuesday to learn more about the tyrannical scriptures. Those that have the books, you can ask some questions about what you're reading and what's going on, okay? Now, and then Wednesday, we're talking about politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health. So those who are sickly and can't figure out what's wrong with you, tune in on Friday. And Saturday is Legacy of the Nation, talking about history today, if we're talking about now. This is Legacy of the Nation. We're talking about legacy of the Black Nation. That's what we're talking about, legacy of our nation. Actually, it's going to get into all 5 tribes. So once we get talking, the all 5 tribes are going to come and going to be involved with the history. But mostly we're going to lean towards Black history because they're keeping that from you. And we want to bring that more and more to you so you actually know what's going on. And you can see what's up. So that's what's going to be going 7 days a week. And any day that I'm not on, it's not because of me. I just couldn't get on. You know, some days they be pushing back. I can't even get on the radio. So, you know what I mean? And they do the block. They block off. Well, you know what I mean? If they're there, they're doing a good service right now. It's coming from my, how we call it, Big Brother. It's coming from my Big Brother. You know, he's giving us some pushback. And it's okay. I expect the pushback, okay? Now, we're going to be all over the place. Our T-shirts are going to be out there. Our monograms are going to be out there. The hats, the cups. We're going to be everywhere, you know. And you're going to be seeing our monogram, our logo, in many, many different places, okay? Right now, we're trying to get it set up on Legacy of Elohim 5 Tribes political platform. We're trying to get our logo on there because everybody's there, but our logo is not there. So we just came up with the logo. So I want to get our logo on that website. And if you get a chance, you can go to the website and check it out. Everybody's there pitching, you know, what they think and what they should be doing. You'd be surprised. The name Elohim carries a lot of power, okay? So we're out. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. I want to say much love. And those that are on the line, thank you so much for calling in, you know. But now do some research. Help me out here. Okay? I need some input, you know what I mean? You know, so do some research. I can use a little help here. And I'm looking for a co-host, somebody to help monitor, somebody to help co-host the station. Okay? And if you're interested in that, just call 215-758-1703. And then we can talk about it, okay? In the meantime, we will chit-chat again tomorrow Sunday. We're talking about Bible and love. Remember, love is the act to make others feel good. We'll have a good day. Much love.